Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach, your team finally returns home after a battle against Minnesota. First, how much did you like your team's never give up attitude last weekend?
Yeah, it was nice to see. But we talk about our expectations, and we just kind of reminded the group, those are some of the things that they expected of themselves. So, once you're in that scenario, or you're in that situation, definitely just proud to see how hard we were fighting. Friday was 6-0 late in the third, and we just kept battling. Our penalty kill was doing everything it could to not let it get out, get them one more, blocking shots, doing all those little things we talk about. And then I thought Saturday was just a complete effort in terms of just battling and doing everything we could to give ourselves a chance.
Despite those two losses, obviously they were much different Friday from Saturday, but what positives did you take out of especially Saturday's game?
Well, again, we played with physicality. We just battled. You're gonna need good goaltending in a game like that. We knew that, and Hannah certainly provided us with that. We got a big goal to tie it up. We had momentum going into the third period, and it was just unfortunate. We couldn't get a bounce or a break at any point to put them down. So, but again, just overall, just our compete level. We kind of just got done talking about it, but I thought we just played hard, did the things we needed to, and we talked about going into the game, trying to slow them down through the neutral zone. I thought we did a better job of that on Saturday than we did Friday. I thought our D did a really good job with their gaps. I mean, certainly it's never going to be perfect. I mean, again, hockey happens fast. It's a game of mistakes. But I thought we did a pretty good job of limiting them throughout the contest. And, you got to credit them. They're big-time players, came up with some plays there in the third period, and that was the difference.
Coach, you're taking on another team, top-ranked Ohio State this weekend, the defending national champs. Of course, that championship was last year. Much a different team this year. They've got a number of freshmen, but they also return a lot of veterans. How did you prepare this week during practice to take on this Buckeye team?
Well, again, they're very, very similar to Minnesota. You're right. They have, I think, just a couple of freshmen. The rest of them are all, they have five fifth years back. They Mamalte came back after winning gold with Hockey Canada. They're just loaded. You just look at that team. They've got eight defensemen. They're all really, really strong. They're all talented. That's one of their strengths. She'll just roll her top two lines quite a bit. You'll certainly see their third line, but they just present a challenge because of how they play. They're just relentless. They're always pressure on the puck. So I thought we had a really good week of practice, stressing the areas we feel we're going to need to be good at. We were over in the BCA all week, and I thought the group handled that really well. We know it's a great test, but we're looking forward to playing them again today.
The last series against the Buckeyes, most Beaver fans will remember your team ended up beating them 3-2. It was obviously a different scenario because it was end of the season. They were trying to get that extra point, couldn't go into overtime. You end up on ESPN's SportsCenter number one in the top 10. How do you think this Ohio State Buckeye team is even thinking about that? Are they looking for revenge, do you think?
No, they kind of extracted their revenge the next night, if you remember.
Yes.
It's a new year. It's a different team, and it's early in the year. I mean, obviously, it's for them, it's their fifth league game. For us, it's our third, and I'm sure. I mean, they might talk about it, but it's certainly not going to be any extra motivation for them. I mean, there's motivation enough for both teams just because there's points on the line.
Well, I know the health of your team had been kind of iffy the last couple of weeks. You're missing a couple of players. I see Adriana Vandeliste and Maya Hedrick back in your lineup tonight. What do you expect to see out of them?
Well, it's nice to have them back first and foremost. They're both big physical players. Just obviously Adriana on the backside. I thought she had a tremendous series against Lindenwood. We lost her early in the Clarkson game, so it's been pretty much 3.5 games that she's been out of the lineup, and she's a force back there. She's imposing with her size. She's got a great long stick. She's jumping up in the play. Obviously, she added three assists in that series against Lindenwood. So just to have her back is going to be a boost. You know, she quarterbacks one of our power plays. And Maya in her first three games has just proven to be a real hard-nosed player. She's not afraid to go to those tough areas. And we pointed out, you know, she got a couple assists in the Lindenwood series, but she was really a factor in just about every goal, just because she would go to the net front and create chaos. And it's something that we've been pushing, and she just does it instinctively. She just does a great job. She's big and strong, and she and Ray have some juice. We've noticed that almost from the get-go. So getting her back healthy is going to be a boost for our lineup.
Coach, what's it going to take to beat the Buckeyes here at home?
Well, it's going to be we're going to need a complete 60. I mean, it's one of those games where we're going to need everybody's A game for sure. But again, the things that we talk about first and foremost are, you know, puck management is going to be crucial. You know, closing quick, trying to get stops in the defensive zone is going to be really important. Back pressure is going to be really important. But we want to take advantage of our speed, and if we can make them play defense and we can possess in the offensive zone, that's going to go a long way towards helping us out. But it's going to be one of those games where every shift's big. Every, you know, you got to take it shift by shift, period by period, and just battle as hard as we can for that period and get refocused and come back out and do it again.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.